Hey folks, this is Fat Man. You're listening to Distorted Deal.
August 22nd, 2008, coming up on the program today, Diaper Boy strikes again, plus flaming farts and choking on your walking stick. All of this plus your emails today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Hansen.
Timothy James Henson with you. This is the Distorted View Show. Thank you guys so much for checking out the Friday podcast, ending the week with a great program. Now, a lot of you probably know by now that the Fat Man has returned, and he has since retired again. This all happened in a span of 24 hours. But before he retired, he posted a bunch of videos on YouTube. One of them I just discovered. It's entitled Fat Man Eats Some Bread. Take a listen.
Hi, folks. Fat Man here again. And, you know, I try to diet, but, my life's not going anywhere. I don't think I'm going to be able to do it, folks. And I feel it every time I just keep eating, right, folks? But maybe I'll diet someday, but today for your enjoyment, because it's funny as hell, I'm going to eat a loaf of bread with oodles of butter, folks. I'm also going to be drinking some beer. It's going to be cool, folks. This butter's all fucking melted. I'm just going to pour the butter on.
Oh, my God.
Because I melted it, folks. Look at that. Melted butter on it. Look at that, folks. Nice big soggy bread with melted butter.
Oh, he is repulsive.
Soggy bread with melted butter, folks.
All right, we're not going to listen to him eat every piece. I'm going to fast forward a bit here. Okay, like a tard.
Very funny, huh, folks?
He's laughing with his mouth full of bread.
A little bit.
Oh. Let's fast forward it some more. He's got another piece in there. The Fat Man is shirtless, and the butter from the bread is dripping onto his chest. All right, let's fast forward a little more here.
Makes a lot of soggy butter on that, folks.
It's got to be up to, like, five pieces.
Nice. Butter.
He's starting to gag.
Very funny, huh, folks?
He's looking down at... Oh, he's rubbing the butter all over his tits. Oh, God.
Very funny, huh, folks? That's seven slices down, folks.
All right, let's fast forward a little more here.
Plus, it's for your enjoyment.
Thank you.
Slice nine, folks.
Slice nine. There's about a minute left in the video. He's drinking some beer. Here comes slice 10. Some butter going on the bread.
Ah! Ooh. I'm gonna peel. I'm getting full. That's all I can get down. About 8 3/4 slices, folks.
Let's hear him puke again.
Ah! I'm gonna peel. I'm getting full.
Now in slow mo.
Ah! I'm gonna peel. I'm getting full.
Alright, there you go. There's the Fat Man. Puking on buttery bread. That's probably the last time you'll hear the Fat Man until he comes out of retirement, which I'm fully expecting him to do in the next couple hours. Here's a clip of a woman orgasming. She sounds just like me when I'm pretending to be a woman. Sounds like Mrs. Miller orgasming. Would you like to ride in my beautiful balloon? Ow. All right, you get the idea. All right, moving right along. You know, since the very beginning of Distorted View, I said this program is not only entertainment, because it very rarely is, it's also educational. It's edutainment, or entercational, or just plain retarded. I can't tell you how many times I get emails from ladies saying, Tim, I'm at my wit's end. My boyfriend is not pleased with me sexually. I can't seem to give a proper blowjob. Yes, those are the type of emails I get. Now, we all know, of course, the best blowjobs are given by gay guys. What? You didn't know that? Statistically, it's been proven. Anyways, here we go. This is a gay guy. It's from an instructional video. Okay, it's thinly veiled porn. But here he is explaining how to give a blowjob.
Hello, allow me to introduce myself.
Yes, please do. I'm already loving the tone of this video. It's very conversational, friendly. Okay, sure, introduce yourself.
Hello, allow me to introduce myself. I'm Michael Braun, and I love to suck cock. While you're watching this video, I hope I can show you some new techniques for you and your partner. Sucking cock should be a hot experience for both the sucker and the sucky.
So we're already getting into technical terms, sucker, sucky. I hope you're taking notes.
And remember, it's not the size of a man's cock that's important.
The size of your mouth, that's important, right? When sucking cock, I would think.
Be interested in pleasing your partner more.
That's why gay guys give the best blowjob, because they have bigger mouths. They have larger features than women.
By doing it right, it just makes it more fun for both of you.
Hi, my name is Craig Anderson. Now, some guys will tell you they like to get head, and some like to give it. Me, I like oral sex, period.
The basic blowjob. To begin, using your thumb and forefinger at the base, point the cock straight up.
Okay, I got it. We can move on.
Second, open your mouth over his head and shaft, but don't cover his entire cock just yet.
This is where you lost me. Wow, we are taking this really slow, huh? It's like blowjobs for retards. Come on.
Third, close your lips around his cock head and swirl your tongue all around the head.
All right, let's just move on to some advanced blowjob techniques.
After they work over my balls, I like to tease them before I give them my cock.
Oh.
I like to tear my cock and slap them in the face. You can see their expression. They love it.
Music is driving me crazy.
Then I have them open their mouths. I slap my dick on their lips. They want it so bad. They look up at you like a cocker spaniel.
Alright, I've heard quite enough of this nonsense. Finally, before we get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, fucked up news, we have a very special Black Friday.
It's Black Friday, y'all.
It ain't cool being no jive turkey.
Now, typically, this segment is where we feature blaxploitation films. However, I feel all of my listeners need a little bit of racial sensitivity training. Bunch of racists listening to my program. I figure the best way that we could get to know and really understand the Negro is to listen to him speak. Maybe by the end of this, you'll realize whether you're white or black, we're all looking for the same thing. Take a listen.
I'm like a motherfucking fucking all-American white bitch, Sarah. Holly, Molly, Becky, Cassidy, Debbie, and I love white girls. I like this skin, man. It's so milky and sick.
See? White guys like white girls, and black guys like white girls. We're not so different after all, are we? I'm feeling one with my black brothers already.
See the blonde hair just sticking out, pink ass motherfucking hair, just bashing that shit, just hitting that motherfucking shit.
Nigga,
I'm not like a white girl. It's white girls. Holla at me, man. I'm right here, man. Britney Spears, Pamela Lee, Jessica Simpson, Kelly Bundy. Black women. They want to control shit.
Free double mastectomy, I'm sure. Kelly Bundy.
They, you the fucking head of the household. Them motherfuckers want to be handier than you. They think that they the motherfucking king.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, he's talking about black women.
Handier than you. They think that they the motherfucking king ruling the shit. You buy the crib, you buy the clothes, you buy the car, you buy everything. You have everything in your motherfucking name, and they say it's theirs. One thing they'll do, they'll fight for you, but that's about it. Fuck black hole, shit. A white hole, she'll pay everything on that motherfucker. They'll drive you around, and you say, hey, go to the damn store. Go to the damn store. She'll go to the damn store. Black hole, go to the damn store. Bitch, who the fuck you talking to? Nah, I'm talking to you, motherfucker. Bitch, you ain't talking to me. Fuck that black old man, because you want to talk back all the fucking time. The white girl, okay, I'm going to motherfucker. I'm going to store. Yeah, what you want to do? What you want me to do, master? We can lay around like a motherfucking king, motherfucker.
That's right, see? We're all basically the same. People, they come in black and white. Creamy light skin or dark as night. Who would you fuck? Who would you date? Everyone loves those blonde nasty skanks. Doot 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 doot. Didn't quite rhyme, but it's close enough. Alright, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, fucked up news right now. Yes, if you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, sign up now. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year, superfreaksideshow.com. You get full access to the entire archive of programs, plus extended shows, exclusive shows, and video casts. This past week, we've done a bunch of stuff. If you want to check it out, sign up now, superfreaksideshow.com. I'm going to try to do, I don't know if I'm going to be able to or not, but I'd love to do a weekend program for you guys or a video cast or something. I'm going to see about that. No promises, though. And just a quick reminder, if you try to download shows from the iTunes feed and you're a Sideshow member, you try to log on to the Sideshow website and you can't, make sure you still have a Sideshow membership. Now, both the monthly and the yearly memberships are reoccurring, but if for some reason you don't have enough money in your PayPal account, or if there's some fuck-up over on PayPal's side and it cancels your account, obviously, you know, you won't have access to the Sideshow. It's really easy to fix that. You just, you know, pay your membership again and you'll be all set. A lot of times people, especially like yearly membership, people forget when their year is up. All right, enough of that. Three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. The first one comes from Britain. Great Britain. A 46-year-old man has been found guilty of murdering a grandfather. How, you ask? Well, he forced a walking stick down his throat. This is a new one for DV. I don't think we've ever done the walking stick shoved down a throat story. Paul Slack killed Alan Bowles, 64, at his home in Norfolk. Mr. Bowles' stick was inserted into his body to a depth of 9 inches, jurors at Norwich Crown Court heard. They were also told Slack had taken 50 pounds from Mr. Bowles the night before the attack in May last year. When Mr. Bowles confronted Slack about it, his walking stick was thrust down his throat.
I'm walking, hear the knee, and I'm talking.
Thank you, Fats Domino. I have to say, that song runs through my head every time I see, like, a gimpy retard walking in a grocery store or something. I can't help it. I just want to sing, I'm walking. Yes, indeed, I'm walking. When Mr. Bowles confronted Slack about the $50 or 50 pounds he was owed, his walking stick was thrust down his throat, and he died of his injuries. Oh, I'm sorry. The dude who jammed the walking stick down Mr. Bull's throat, Slack, he's due to be sentenced on Thursday. So there you go. Second story we have for you today. A 12-year-old has been taken to the hospital, I'm interested, with burns after blowing up a gas can while farting. Yes, the boy was attempting to set fire to his farts as part of a competition against his cousin. I love how right now the Beijing Olympics are going on. And these kids are lighting their farts on fire and calling it a competition. Yes, this all happened in the garden of a house in Tipton. Firefighters were called to the address, but the small blaze had already burned itself out when the crew arrived. Officers admitted first aid until an ambulance arrived. The victim was taken to Russell's Hall Hospital in Dudley, suffering from 18% burns to the back of his legs and his thumb. and also probably his asshole. How'd you get those burns? You know, fart competition. Watch Commander Paul Harpin from the Tipton Station said it was the first time he had been called out to deal with such an incident. Quote, the boy had been pranking around in the garden having a competition with his cousin when they were breaking wind and lighting it. Right behind them, though, was a gas can, and that just flashed. I think he must have won the competition, but will have some nasty burns now. It's a warning not to mess around with fire, he added. So there you go. Final story we have for you today. The Diaper Man is back! Who is the Diaper Man? I don't think we've ever talked about him. Barton Jason Bangs, a man known to police as Boy Diaper, is back in jail. Sounds like a superhero. A superhero sidekick. Colostomy Man and Boy Diaper. 31-year-old Barton Bangs was arrested Wednesday, accused of showing a diaper he was wearing to children. Creepy. Authorities said it's not the first time he's been involved with these kind of shenanigans. In 2000, he was convicted for a similar crime. He served jail time and was placed on the Utah Sex Offender Registry. His alias on the registry is listed as Boy Diaper. In February of this year, he was charged with 11 counts of lewdness for exposing himself to young boys. Melissa Rideout is one of the parents who claimed it was their son who was victimized by Bangs in February. Quote, he always had a big bag on him with diapers in it, and he would ask the kids if they wanted to see it, and he would pull up his shirt and pull his pants down to show that he was wearing diapers. Well, here's the thing. You're not really... is he doing anything illegal? To me, it's more creepy to say, hey, do you want to see my underwear I'm wearing? It's a thong. This guy's wearing a big baggy diaper that you can't make out anything underneath it. Puffy. That's a diaper. Yesterday, sheriff investigator said Bangs came to the Evergreen Rec Center in East Mill Creek, where he allegedly exposed his diaper to children. An employee spotted him and immediately called 911. Quote, we're frustrated because we've arrested him numerous times and it seems like he's back out on the streets, said Lieutenant Paul Jarosak of the Salt Lake County Sheriff's Office. The 31-year-old lives with his parents, of course. His mother claimed her son suffers from dyslexia. Well, that has absolutely nothing to do with wearing fucking diapers and creeping little children out. Dyslexia is where you, like, read things backwards and shit. Not where you shit in your underwear. Yes, his mother claimed her son suffers from dyslexia and was a victim of bullying during school. Well, all this tells me is that your son is not special at all. Who hasn't been bullied during school? This is so stupid. She says he never recovered from it, and that's why he's wearing diapers. Maybe his happiest times were when he was a child, and so he has this fixation with children and diapers. In regards to the diaper he is seen wearing, Mary Bangs, his mother, said, that's another problem. That's a physical problem. Those living on Kentucky Avenue have no sympathy with his past, though. They're upset Bangs still gets to walk the streets despite his record. It's frustrating to see the system doesn't work, said a neighbor. She added, it's only a matter of time before someone else. He just grosses me out. What a great idea for a comic book character. Boy Diaper and the Amazing Colostomy Man. Spraying villains and little children down with their liquid shit. By the power of Bristol, I command a Type 7! I'm gonna get working on that right now. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Alright, let's check in with my freaky deekies as we end the week here.
Hey Tim, it's Jason from Strathmore, Canada calling.
Hi Jason.
I'm just phoning to give you a bizarre sex term.
Oh, we haven't done this in a while. Alright, it's bizarre sex term time. For those of you new to the program, this is a bit where callers tell us bizarre sex terms. It's not that hard to wrap your mind around.
This one's called the Tim Allen.
Okay.
It's when you take a hammer and you fuck a chick with the head of it, and then you snort coke off of the handle. And I also heard something, like I read it.
And while you do it, you have to go, ooh, ooh, ooh. Isn't that, what is that? What does he make? Doesn't he make some weird noise? or I can't remember. It was in, it was so long ago that he was relevant.
Paper in the Calgary newspaper that Chris Crocker might be having a reality TV show. Oh, I don't know if I'm just being a fucktard about this or if he's heard about it or what.
I've heard he's sort of been talking about it for a while. I don't really keep up with Chris Crocker, but I have heard that, you know, he had some sort of development deal or something. I don't know. I don't know if I'm interested in a Chris Crocker reality show. Are you guys? Would you guys watch that? Might be interesting for a couple DV clips, like audio clips at the beginning of the show.
Jigu to you, Timothy Henson. It is Grain Seligard from the message board. I was unemployed for about a month.
Oh, no.
And, you know, I listened at work because I work by myself. But anyway, I realized that it was your birthday, so rather very late. Happy birthday one of your sideshows.
Still August. The whole month is a celebration of me.
I hope it was fun. And I... Well, yeah. That's about it. All right. Jigu.
Jigu to you, my friend.
Hey, Tim. I know something that you probably forgot about for a long time.
What?
The fact that you just lost the game.
Hey Tim, it's Paul from Denver. I just want to let you know that I just watched Drop Dead Gorgeous last night. That movie was pretty funny.
Yes.
This morning at my work, they're playing that song "Don't Cry Out Loud"
by Melissa Manchester.
Randomly laughing. I will never see that song.
That's really the best part of the movie, I have to say.
Also, my name is William, and I like to wear dresses.
Oh, hi, William. Oh, we haven't heard from William in a while.
Chiku, Tim. It's Garrett, sideshow member, and one of about four blind listeners of your program that I know of, anyway. And I introduced...
A long, long time ago, when Distorted View Daily was in its infancy, I was, you know, you could hear it on that 1-800 service called Tell Me, and I have to say, like, 50% of my listeners were... blind, I think. I think there's a lot of blind users, so I still have a bunch listening to the show from those days.
Father to the program, and we rather have enjoyed listening to it on Tuesdays and Thursdays when I go up to Indianapolis to volunteer. But you lazy bastard that you are haven't posted the show as of about 7 o'clock this morning. So, you know what? Fuck you, Tim.
Okay.
And also, I'm glad I can't see Fat Man in high definition. Anyway, keep up the great Sextastic Tuesday work.
All right, thank you very much.
Hey, Tim. This is Alan from Columbus. Just got done watching the Fat Man video that you put on the sideshow. And did you know that was in 720p? I jacked off to it, too.
He says it like 80,000 times.
Tim... Matt from the Jam Hole. Hey, I just have to say to Red Girl, you have 5 fucking dogs? Are you fucking kidding me? You and the fucking bitch with the cunt turd should both... You should fucking let your dogs eat that fucking baby and then fucking kill yourself and then let the dogs feast on your dumb fucking twat body.
I have no idea what he's talking about. It's entertaining, though.
5 dogs? Really? I bet you're the kind of fucking retard that likes to drive around with all 5 dogs on your fucking lap. One of them, like, in between your legs, eating your fucking pussy, because that's the only action you can seem to get. 5 dogs? Oh, just fucking die. Tim, I love you.
All right, well, thank you very much. That is all the time we have on this edition of Distorted View. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66-OH-GOD. Is it OH-GOD?
Name it a pill, make a phone.
Vote for us a podcast, Ali. Subscribe via iTunes. Dig us on dig.com. Guys, thank you so much for a great week of programs. If you're not a member of the Sideshow, sign up this weekend. That's your homework. We'll see you back on Monday to do it all over again. Until then, bye, everybody.
You know, my dick is actually only this long, and when it's in the pump, it grows an extra 3 inches. But the real difference is in the thickness. It's like the difference between a hot dog and a salami.